Vov Nissen, Thursday the 11th of April, Rabbi Yossi Goldberg, Survival Throughout the Ages.
We know that in preparation for Pesach, the Gemara tells us 30 days before Pesach, Shoylim v'dorshin b'hilchos haPesach. Surely it's not just the halacha of Pesach that we need to learn, although that's extensive in itself, but it's the spirit of the Yom Tov as well. And I always find it fascinating that 30 days before Pesach is actually Purim. Like, who in their right mind has time or space on Purim to sit and open a Shulchan Aruch and learn Hilchos Pesach? You know, Purim itself is a wonderful day and a busy day. So how could it be that the 30 days before Pesach begins on Purim? So this year I thought that maybe Purim and Pesach are actually connected, because the theme that they share is that they are both stories of Golus and Geula. They are both stories about periods of time where Klal Yisrael were in a very difficult situation, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu came and saved them with Geula. So maybe by the very fact that we're celebrating Purim, maybe that jump starts and kick starts our preparation to get into the mood and the theme of the spirit of Pesach. Our koponim, today I'd like to spend a bit of time trying to understand, primarily, what is the purpose of Golus? Golus that precedes Geula. So let's begin with a question. Because I think it's fair to say, having Klal Yisrael having done Averis during when the Beis HaMikdash was around, and therefore were sent into Golus, it's fair to say that the Golus is there, lesakein, lezacheich, letaher, to be mechape for what we did wrong, and to kind of bring us back to where we're supposed to be, and then we will be able to get the Beis HaMikdash once again. That's very simple. But then we have to, can we do an assessment for a moment, and ask ourselves, how well is this Project Golus actually going? If we take an honest look at the state of Yidden today, and I'm not trying to be judgmental, but I'm saying in terms of Shlemus and Madregus and the Heiligkeit of previous Doros, of Rabbi Kiva Ego, Vilna Gaon, Chofetz Chaim, Rishol Salanta, how can anyone in their right mind say that this Golus project is working out well? If the idea would be for us to go through years and years of Golus, hundreds of years, thousands of years, in order for us to perfect ourselves, to become better people, to become more ruchniistic, become closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, surely isn't the opposite happening? And for anyone who has any doubt, we know the Gemara in Shabbos. Gemara in Shabbos says, Amar b'zeirah v'rov b'azimuna, im rishonim b'nei melochim, onu b'nei anoshim, im rishonim b'nei anoshim, onu k'chamorim. It's an obvious thing, it's an obvious observation to make, that as we go through the doors, as we descend, the spiritual level also goes down. So if that's the case, how could it possibly be a worthwhile endeavor? And just to throw in another medrash here, which I found on its own fascinating and possibly in need of explanation, but the medrash comments that le'osid, the medrash in Tehillim, Mizmor Kesvov, le'osid lovoi boin umay sa'olam, le'katre ges Yisrael. In the future, the other nations of the world are going to come and make a charge against Klal Yisrael. Va'omrim lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they're going to say unto Hashem, ribono shel olam, halalu ovdei avodah zarah, ve'halalu ovdei avodah zarah. Halalu megali arayis, halalu megali arayis. Halalu sheichidam, halalu sheichidam. They're going to observe that there's actually little to note in terms of the difference between Klal Yisrael and the nations of the world. That sounds like a very sorry state of affairs. And if the Medrash is saying, is predicting and saying, this is what's going to be the end of days, it sounds like that's part of the plan. It sounds like that things are going well according to plan. The fact that we're not quite where we're supposed to be. How does this all make sense? So, the truth is that this question ought to be asked on Golus Mitzrayim. And perhaps the answer will answer both as well. The Yalkut Me'am Lo'ez brings a number of different reasons why it was necessary for Klal Yisrael to go through Golus Mitzrayim for at least 210 years. And the first reason he brings is, it was necessary as a preparation for Kabbalah Satorah, that Klal Yisrael should go through years of difficulty, of suffering, so it should be mezachich them, it should be matahed them, it should become purified in preparation for Kabbalah Satorah. The truth is that is mefurish a pasuk in Dvarim. The pasuk in Dvarim says, "Va'eschem lokach perik dalet pasuk chav, va'eschem lokach Hashem va'yotzi eschem mikor habarazel mi'mitzrayim mikor habarazel." The pasuk describes the experience of Mitzrayim as being a kor habarazel. Rashi says, "What's kor habarazel?" Kli shemazakikim boyes azov. It's a purification vessel. Thank you. It's something that takes zahov and it purifies it. So Klal Yisrael would go through Mitzrayim, go through a purification process, come out on the other end better people. Well, let's do an assessment of that. Is that what happened? Is that the story of Mitzrayim as we know it? Well, we know how Klal Yisrael were doing when they came down to Mitzrayim. They came down to Mitzrayim as Shivtei Koh. Heilige Shivtei Koh, with their children, with their grandchildren. You can imagine they were living in a very exalted Ruchnistic life. Okay, that was the beginning. Now, what about the end? When Klal Yisrael were holding with the mitzvah of Korban Pesach, Klal Yisrael had been instructed with the mitzvah of the Korban Pesach. The Medrash tells us quite a shocking thing. Omar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe, Shmois Rabbo Parshas Bo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe, Kol Zman SheYisrael Oivdim L'Lehei Mitzrayim Lo Yigalu. As long as Klal Yisrael are still serving the gods of Mitzrayim, they're not going to be redeemed. Lech ve'emoyer lohem. Go and tell them. She'anichu ma'aseim horoim. V'lichbar b'avodes kechovim. They should move away from avodah zara and start becoming better people. Draw near, take for yourself a sheep for Korban Pesach. You're talking about after 210 years, after the Makkos, after the messages from Moshe Rabbeinu, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how it's going to be a Geula, we're going to head towards Tavdun Ezelikim Alahar Hazeh, which is ultimately the goal, and Klai Yisrael are still doing Avodah Zarah. This is at the end of Golos. This is at the end of the purification process. And then the famous Medrash we all know by the Yam Suf, and the Yam Suf wasn't prepared to split. The Medrash says, Halolo ov de Avodah Zarah, v'halolo ov de Avodah Zarah. The Medrash compares Klal Yisrael to Mitzrayim by saying they're both pretty much the same. How could it possibly be the case that Golos provided, Golos Mitzrayim was a success in providing Klal Yisrael with the necessary preparation and purification to be able to mekabel the Torah and be a Korah Barzah? So that's the question. So I feel like in order to fully understand the answer, we need to process this in two yesodas, two stages. The first, more of an obvious point, we'll begin with the words of the Leket Sichas Musa. He lays down the exact definition, what it means, Golos, what it means, Geula. Golos is a period of Hestaponim. It's a period of seemingly when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not around. He's Meitzitz Menacharakim, he's peering through the cracks, but he's not present, he's not here, and obviously here. And that makes a big difference, because that means that with the life that we're living in, Golos is a life of Choshech. And it's supposed to be that way. Golos is set up to be a period of time where it's difficult, where it's challenging, where there's suffering for Klal Yisrael. And the idea behind that, surely, is because when a person is suffering, and when a person is in a very low place, that is the time when a person is pushed to the brink, when the person could actually be his best. When a person is being challenged, there lies the opportunity for him to dig deep, so to speak, and to reach into himself, into depths which he wouldn't normally be able to do. It provides a choice. Suffering and difficulty provides a choice for a person. On the one hand, people could fall apart. But on the other hand, they could rise above their challenge by reaching into themselves, realizing their inner koyach, more importantly and most of all, recognizing emunah HaKadosh Baruch Hu in that difficult situation. When a person in the difficulty is able to see Hashem, that relationship, that connection is something so much more pure, is so much deeper than it would be when things are going fine and dandy. You know, we see when a person's unwell, for example, you know, they're feeling unwell, and I'm not just talking about a man flu, but you know, something that they kind of, they're in bed for a couple of days and they're feeling very shvach. There's nothing egotistical about that person. There's no gaiva there, there's no external wishes and desires. Of course he wants to become better. But if were he to give a moment's thought about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it will just be right there. Chazal tells us HaKadosh Baruch Hu sits on the bed of a person who's not well. And I was thinking, I don't know Pshat, I've not seen Pshat, but I'm just suggesting that Pshat is because when a person's unwell, a person's in his most vulnerable state, a person's right there without any other personal cheshbonos, without any other difficulties, without any other mechitzos between him and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's just pure soul, he's just pure, vulnerable person wanting to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is the tachlis of Golos, first of all. The Golos is to provide difficulty, it's to provide suffering, it's to be difficult, but not for just for the purpose of it being difficult, But it's for a person to recognize in the difficulty that he can still connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when he does, that's very, very valuable. You find Yidden, the Yisrael Kadoshim here. Gevaldik Klal Yisrael. You look around, you see so much good taking place in the world. And when there's a crisis, Klal Yisrael are the first people to jump, to step forward, to take the bait, to sort it out. And as soon as people start getting involved, when they realize someone is in need of help, all differences and all divisions just fall away. Because in a moment of suffering, and when people can see that, when people can see the truth, then everything else just becomes a complete toffle. So this, first of all, is an important yisoy to have in place, to understand that the tachlis of Golos is to bring out the best in people. And the most obvious way of doing that is by putting someone in a challenging situation and seeing him ride the waves. And he reaches deep inside during that challenge to reach out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's going to reach a very special place. The second point will begin like this. Because the Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Perichelet, Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, where the Gemara discusses a pasuk in Yeshayo. Perik Hei, Pasuk Yud Aleph. The pasuk says like this: Lochein Hirchiva Sha'ol Nafsha Upar Opia Libli Chayk. Lochein Hirchiva Sha'ol Nafsha. The Sha'ol, the Gehenna, has opened and widened its appetite. Upar Opia, it's opened its mouth wide. Libli Chayk. Now, translated in the Art Scroll, Bli Chayk means without limit. But the Gemara discusses what it means, Bli Chayk. So the Gemara brings a machlokes. Omer Reish Lakish, Lemi Shemeshaya Afilu Chayk Echad. A Jew who's trying his best, who does most of Torah, but just misses out one mitzvah. Says Reish Lakish, that's what the pasuk means when it says Gehenna is nice, ready and waiting for a person Libli Chayk who's missed out one mitzvah. Comes along Rabbi Yochanan and he says, hang on a second. Loi nicha lemorayu da'omros luhachi. As Rashi says, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu roitze shetei donas Yisrael kol kaf l'choyv. Hashem doesn't want to put Klal Yisrael to such a harsh and hard time. Says Rabbi Yechanan, you know what it means, bli choyk? Afilu loi kayim elochoyk echot. If a person is in a situation where he hasn't even done one mitzvah in his lifetime, then such a person unfortunately will go to Gehenna. Implying that all a person needs to do in his lifetime to avoid that is choik echot. Which is quite strange. And I will not attempt to explain the Gemara in its full with answering all the questions, because there are many questions on this Gemara. But I'd like to draw something from this using the Sefer Yikorim. The Sefer Yikorim ponders on this machlokes of Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, what Bli Choik means and the implication of it. One mitzvah could be that valuable that could bring a person to Olam Haba versus Gehenna. How does it work? And the Sefer Yikorim was a Rishon. He explains like this. He says, if you take Reish Lakish's view that a person who does most things right and just faults on one, the Bli Choik means he just didn't do one thing right, then he says you're going to get into a situation where it's impossible for a person to get it right. As he writes in his words, "Lefi she'adam ein tzadik ba'aretz asher ya'aseh tov v'lo yechta." It's impossible to suggest that it's possible for a person to become perfect in his life. Everybody has their ups and downs. "Ve'im yechsa lo'y achas min ha'mitzvos." Now, if a person doesn't complete one of the mitzvos properly, "Lefi zeh hadas I efshel liknos hashlemus anoshi," he won't be able to make it through to the end. And if so, says the Sefer Yikorim, it'll turn out that the very Torah that was given as a chesed to Klal Yisrael, that it should be a means by which we can be zoicha to Olam Haba, will actually be the cause for us to end up in Gehenna. Because it set the bar and set the standard so high, we can't possibly achieve that. Says the Sefer Yikorim, "Afilu yochid badoir lo yuchal lahakiv kal klal adeir shabo batera v'lo ilasas kol achukim v'lo ilikayim kol ha-mishpatim shabo bo." It's impossible even for a yochid badoir, these are his words, to be makayim the entire Torah with all diktokel, chavneseo, chukim, mishpatim, etc. To get it all right, no one can do that. Therefore, says the Sefer Yikorim, it can't be that the truth lies with Reish Lakish, and it must be that Rabbi Yochanan is the one that we should go with, and Rabbi Yochanan is the one that said, choik echot will save the person from Gehenna. So the Sefer Yikorim explains this by bringing Pirush Mishnayos or Rambam. The Mishnah in the end of Makkos, which is a famous Mishnah, the Mishnah says, Rav Chananya ben Akasha oimer, Rotz HaKadosh Baruch Hu lezakeis es Yisrael, lefikach hirbo lahem Torah u'mitzvos. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to be mezakeh klal Yisrael, therefore he gave them more Torah u'mitzvos. Now surely, if you wanted to make sure that a person was meritorious, a person ended up getting it right, surely you want to give him a shorter list of things to do rather than a longer thing of things to do. Because if you give him a longer list, there's more chance of myself. Lefikach hirbo lahem Torah mitzvahs. What does it mean? So the Rambam writes like this. Pirush Mishnayos Rambam on the Mishnah in Makkos. Me'ikrei ha'emunah b'Torah. Keshekikayim odom mitzvah. Mitariag mitzvah. It's a person does one mitzvah of the 613 koroi u'chahigen v'lo yishatef imo kavonam mikavonas ha'olam b'shum ponim. You're talking about doing this mitzvah, but doing the mitzvah b'meluah. You're talking about doing a mitzvah b'shleimus, lishma, b'simcha, with the panimius, with everything that's involved in a mitzvah. Such a person who does one single mitzvah, mitari mitzvahs, he gets into olam haba. And that is what Rav Chanina meant when he said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to be mezakeh klal Yisrael, therefore he increased the amount of mitzvahs. What does that mean? That doesn't mean he added to the to-do list that a person needs to get to, through all of them. It means he increased the opportunities for a person to be able to achieve at least one mitzvah in one circumstance properly throughout his life. So let's increase Torah mitzvah so that it covers a wide range of circumstances, of different types of people, of different chunas and nefesh. So we hope that throughout life a yid will be able to at least do one mitzvah properly. And with this, the Rambam explains the Gemara. The Gemara talks of when Rabbi Yosef in Kisma was unwell, and Rav Chanina ben Tradyon went to visit Rabbi Yosef in Kisma. So first they had a conversation about Rav Chanina ben Tradyon. See, at the time, Rav Chanina ben Tradyon was teaching Torah Barabim in a time which was very dangerous to do so. And Rabbi Yosef in Kisma didn't like that very much. So when Rav Chanina walked in, he gave him a little bit of a what for. Iyatu yedeya, sh'omazum nashramayim, unichu asher chiba es beisayiv, sorfes echoloi, etc. Vani shamati olecha, shatu yosef, aysek batur, makil kilis barabim. Bezman Kisma gave him a little bit of Musa Joshua. Okay, moving on. Rav Chanina turned round to his Rebbe, turned round to Bezman Kisma, and he said, Rebbe, mo'ani lechayi oylam habo. What do I have that will ensure me a ticket into oylam habo? So Rabbi Yosef in Kisma says to him, "Klum ma'aseh bo liyodcha? Is there anything that you've done?" So he said, "Mo'ez shel Purim nischalfuri b'mo'ez shel tzedaka v'chilatan aniyim. On Purim, I had money set aside for my suda, and I had money set aside for my aniyim, and I got mixed up. I wasn't sure which one's which, so I gave it all to aniyim." Oh, so Rabbi Yosef in Kisma says, "Om aloyim kei michelgecha yechelki megrochi yegroli yorin. You got your ticket into the mappa." This Gemara is a plio atzuma. Rav Chanina ben Tradyon davened 3 times a day. He did brachas before he ate. He learned Torah. He taught Torah. B'mesiras nefesh. He put tefillin on. Rav Yisrael ben Kisma turns around to him and says, "Klum ma'ase bo liyodcha." Rav Chanina could have said, "Yeah, I just put tefillin on this morning." He chose something which seemingly seems a little bit insignificant. He made a very righteous choice when he had a mix-up of money. What to do with the money? He was in the Fimish Azadin, etc. That's what he pointed to. And that's where Rav Chanina ben Tradyon, that's where Rav Yisrael Kisma reacted to by saying, if that's the case, mechelkecha yechelki, what's the pshat in the Gemara? So the Rambam explains this Gemara, I'll repeat what he just said, pshat, in the Mishnah in Makkos. And the Rambam says, when Rav Yisrael ben Kisma asked Rav Chanina ben Tradyon, klum ma'aseh bo liyodcha, kloima, Nizdamein l'chol la'aseis mitzvah kehoigen. Have you ever done a mitzvah properly? B'shleimus, with a pnimius. And he answered, ki nizdam lo le'mitzvah stoko al derech shleimus. Says the Sefer Yikorim, what the Rambam has taught us here is pshat in the Gemara of the Shita of Rish Lakish of before. Or Rav Yechonon. All it takes is for a person to do one mitzvah right, and with that, it's his ticket into Olam Haba. Similarly, we find the stories in the Gemara. The Sefer Yekarim doesn't bring this as a raya, but I'm suggesting that it should follow the same reasoning. We find a number of stories in the Gemara where different people, Ketir Bashalom, Yudhudom Abbas Navid Zara, Blaza, but there are different stories in the Gemara where they did Shuvah in a moment, and Bocha Rebbe, Va'omar Yesh Kono Ilomi B'Sha'achas, and this is the interesting bit, V'Yesh Kono Ilomi B'Kamashonim. It's the same Olam Haba. Some people get it, grab it in a moment, and some people it takes many years. To me, Pshat is, very simply, sometimes it takes years for a person before he reaches a point where he does a mitzvah, or he does makes a choice in the moment where he's got his ticket to Olam Haba. Sometimes it comes in an instant. A person reaches a moment of truth, a person reaches a moment where he recognizes HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's right there and then. He's all there, b'lishma, you know, doing, connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'pnimius. But leaving aside the main point of the Sefer Yekarim, because it is a bit strange, and I've discussed this with people this week, and they were asking me all sorts of questions, how does it work, how does it work, tshuva, and I don't have the answers, it's a shvera piece of Gemara, and there are questions to be answered. But leaving aside the entirety of his Zvar, and taking one single point, which is the concept that the Sefer Yekarim is teaching us from the Gemara, and the concept is Kamos of Eichos. It's quality versus quantity. It's echot hamarbe ve'echot hamamit uvelvad sheichavin liboy lashomayim. It's not about a person trying to be accumulative in his ma'isim tovim. It's not about a person chapping. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking for is quality. He's looking for that moment of pnimius, that moment of purity. And if a person reaches that point at some point in his life, then he's achieved his tachlis, he's achieved his ticket into Olam Haba. Now let's bring this back to the question we're asking about Golus. It's obvious, blatantly obvious, that the expectation from HaKadosh Baruch Hu for us in Golus, for the Yidden and Mitzrayim in Golus, is not that they should reach wholesome madrigas, which were higher and more spiritual and more closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu than the people who lived previously. That's impossible, it doesn't make sense. We're on a decline. We said before, there's Yeridus Haderus, in Rishonim Kemalachim Onu Kemenei Adam, there's no way we could achieve that. But what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us moments of such severe challenge. He pushes Klal Yisrael to the brink, where there is no other choice other than to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we'd like to think. Now, of course, as I said before, it's still a choice. Because there's people, when it comes to severe challenge, and people when it comes to going through a difficult situation, they don't rise to it always. And it's difficult sometimes, and sometimes people fall apart. And I understand that, and that's why it's a choice. But ultimately, the tachlis what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from Golus is not a wholesome achievement of a madriga bin lua. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking for is for us to take advantage of the moments that arise, the opportunities that come our way, that l'chol ha'pochas, there should be moments within Golos where Klal Yisrael rise the occasion. And the more the Golos, the longer the Golos is, the more difficult the Golos is, the more opportunities that exist for us to take in a difficult situation, for us to reach out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu from that very pure and deep place. So in order for Golos to become a project that's successful, a project that is worthwhile, it doesn't have to be that we reach a wholesome madriga, but it does have to be that there are moments when we reach purity and panemius amiti. And I'm going to show you some psukim here from Chazal about the Yidden and Mitzrayim, and it's remarkable. Because in light of what you just said, we started by saying, we're asking a question, the Yidden and Mitzrayim, when they were coming out, were definitely not in a great place. And yet, look at this. First of all, when Klal Yisrael was standing by the Yamsuf, just picture the scene for a moment, they've come out of Mitzrayim. They've got the Mitzrayim behind them, still chasing them. They've got the Yamsuf in front of them. There's all sorts of midrashim in terms of describing the difficulty that Klal Yisrael were in at that moment. They were in a desperate, desperate situation. And it says, Vayitzaku b'nei Yisrael el Hashem, and they cried out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Zot Rashi from the Medrash. Tofsu b'umnei savoysom. They grabbed onto the toolkit of their grandparents in Tefillah. Now, did Klal Yisrael, had Klal Yisrael not davened previously? Through 210 years of Avodah Kosher, Avodah Perek, they didn't call out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Of course they did. So what's different over here? Why here suddenly, here's a tefillah which, wow, ad lashamayim. Because think about the desperation that Klal Yisrael felt at that moment. Think about the lack of options that they had. There was no other way out. Think about the loss of hope that Klal Yisrael must have had at that point. how let down they may have felt for a moment. That they were led to believe they're leaving Mitzrayim, they were leaving it all behind, they were going to freedom, they were going to Tavdun and Sefikim HaAzeh. What a beautiful, spiritual, great idea. And here they are, stuck. With the Mitzrayim behind them, they were definitely going to kill them. In front of the Yamsur, where it's impossible to cross. What are they supposed to do? That level of desperation led them to call out HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a way that would not happen in a normal and calm and peaceful and lovely environment and circumstance. It's because of the difficulty, because they were pushed to the very brink, that Klal Yisrael reached deep inside themselves and connected HaKadosh Baruch Hu on a level with Tefillah that was unique to the difficulty that they were going through. So yes, wholesomely, Klal Yisrael struggled with Emadrega. But to look for a moment of purity, a moment of connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there it was. And then there's the famous Aruch Chaim. I love this Aruch Chaim, it's gewaldig. Aruch Chaim says, when Klal Yisrael, or Moshe Rabbeinu, depending on how you learn Pshat in the Pasuk, was calling out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu there at that moment in front of the Yam Suf. The Pasuk says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu turns to Moshe and says, Ma titzak elai, why are you crying out to me? Dabe el b'nei Yisrael v'Yisrael, tell them to go a journey. And Aruch Chaim HaKadosh asked the most obvious kasha on this Pasuk, what do you mean Ma titzak elai? What should a Yid do when he's in a situation of trouble? Of course a Yid should call out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why is Hashem being matmiya? He's astonished. Why is Klal Yisrael calling out to me now? Just get on with it. Just go through the Yam Suf. What are you talking about? Of course Klal Yisrael should call out to you in the Matzah of the Torah. Now Aruch Chaim says, Hein emes. Ki chofeis Hashem letzedek Yisrael. Avol ein koyach barachamim letzad ma'aseyam. It's true that Hashem wanted to help the Eden out. Of course Hashem would have wanted to respond with rachamim. But for rachamim to work, there's got to be some credit in the bank. And Klal Yisrael, b'shval ha-madrega, had completely leveled that. There was nothing left. So tefillahs almost would go up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but there would be no koyach harachamim to respond to them. Zoi so'eita yu'utza, said Aruch Chaim HaKadosh. In that situation, there's only one thing left to do. And that is, lehagbir tzad ha'chesed v'arachamim, daber b'nei Yisrael, v'yis'atzmu be'emunah b'cholibam v'yisrael ayom. Tell them, right now, the only thing you can do is reach inside yourself, be mechazek in your emunah, and go straight into the sea. And we know that Nachshon Ben Amigdal was the one that took that opportunity, made that choice, and did so, and as a result, the rest is history. We got through Yam Suf. But there's the beauty. There's the moment. Klal Yisrael b'shvala madrega. Klal Yisrael no tzad rachamim. Klal Yisrael had no chusim. There was no way forward. But if in that difficulty, if in that moment you are lahagbir tzad chesav rachamim by being misamitz be'emunah, in that difficulty you manage to rise above the difficulty, above the challenge, and reach out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Oh, that reaching out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in such a difficult matzav, in such a difficult time, is of such great value, that will save the whole of Klal Yisrael. So that's what we see. It's all it takes. For Golos to be a worthwhile endeavor, it has to be that we reach into ourselves in a matzav of a challenge, in a matter of a Torah, and we connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and by doing so, we will have a connection which is so much more pure and so much more value than it would be in good times. So that's the answer to the question. We began with the question, how can Golos possibly be achieving anything? Let's not look at the big picture, let's not try and observe and understand where we are by Madrig in comparison to other Doros. That's not the idea. The idea is to seek those opportunities of connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a matter of it's difficult, in a matter of a Torah, to reach out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and if we do so, then we will actually be in line with the words of the Gemara at the end of Sotah. The Gemara at the end of Sotah describes the end of days and how difficult it's going to be. The Gemara says, there will be no other thing for us to think of. We look around in today's world today, unless you have emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's many, many reasons to be depressed. There's many reasons to worry for the world and where it's going. But we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge, and we know that when we have tzoras and when we have difficulties, when we have challenges, it's all to push us in that direction. If we zoichet to be mechazek in the moon in this way, then we will see the kiyum of benisan nigalu or benisan esidin ligoyel.